You're one of the options.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak to Marita?
Oh, I am speaking, love.
Yeah, it's Elliot returning the call. Are you back from the doctors now?
Yeah, knees are good for another month.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear. So, yes, I have already received ID and proof of address, haven't I?
Yeah.
The what? You did manage to send over your ID and things, didn't you?
Yeah.
Earlier. Yeah.
Passport and my rent. Yeah,
and proof of address as well.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Yeah, no worries. So, basically, like I said, all we need to do now in order to be able to contact them and get the files off is just for you to sign the documents giving us authority to do so. So I did actually get to send them over whilst you was at the doctor's. You should have received a text from myself at MMA.
I don't think I've opened it yet. My grandson was messing with my phone again, so I don't know because when I'm starting to get my knees done.
Yeah. Is there any chance you could open it now and have a quick look?
See if I can try this. What was it on?
So if you just open your text messages, you should have received a text message from me. It should say MMA legal.
I get it. I don't know how to do it, but the phone's going off. Oops. No. This was off a bit, so I don't know. I'm trying to go back, but he's not even letting me go back.
Is it stuck on the phone, or have you managed to get off the phone?
I'm still on the phone, but a minute. Call ID active. Faces of 25 now, 10 years. And you're on the phone, so I've not received the message.
No, so yeah, if you go into your text messages.
That's fact, can I? Just wait a minute. I'm so thick with these phones. I hate phones.
Don't worry, honestly. Would you try? It will be easy once you get onto your text messages. It should only take like 2 seconds to sign.
Bluetooth Wi-Fi in a phone. Yeah. Smart view. No, I can't do it. Wait a minute. Excuse my mate. Wendy! Yeah, could you help me with this? Bless her, she does it for me. Well, it does. Helps me a lot. It's one of my best mates.
No, yeah, that's perfect. I know it can be difficult sometimes, but I should be able to guide you through it anyway.
Try to get all of my messages in the cranny. On WhatsApp? No messages on
it. No, on just the text messages.
Not on. Was your phone somebody got a message? Why are you on a little tickle?
It will be in your emails and your messages, whichever's easier for you.
The phone's all over the place. Let you begin to get that message before, doesn't it? Yes, but I'm trying to look for it.
See if I can resend it. Just sent a reminder, so it might come through a bit easier. It might just pop up now.
Well, Local Legal from MMA Legal.
MMA Legal, that's the one, yeah.
Start signing.
Yeah, so if you click start signing, then it should say proceed or something like that.
Access to view document denied. Like that?
Access to view document denied?
Yeah.
Why did you click to proceed?
No, proceed, it's an exclamation mark.
Is there any chance you could just close it and just try and click it again and see if that...
Oh, proceed now, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. So then once you click proceed, you should just see a box pop up. If you tap that, three different signatures will pop up.
I confirm my word, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Press the little box, yeah?
Yeah, and then three signatures will pop up. Just click any of them, whichever you like. And then once you've tapped that one, you will see a just a small box next to it saying acknowledge. Just let me know what you can see if you need any help or anything like that.
It's just pulling up signatures now.
Yeah. So if you just tap one of those signatures, it should just fill it in for you.
Well, I've done that bit, yeah.
Yeah. And then you might just see just a small box next to it saying acknowledge.
It says 16 out of 17.
Yeah.
I hereby give notice that I wish.
Yeah.
What's about cancel?
Sorry?
That says about cancelling.
Yeah, you can just click like OK or something, you know, if it's popping up saying that, you just put that's OK.
No OK button.
Right. So did you sign the first? Did you put the signature in the first box?
Press the tick.
What was that? Sorry.
I said there was three signatures. I pressed a tick on the signature.
Yeah. So you click the signature and then click the tick, and it should just take you to the next box, and then you just click the signature again.
Just a yellow line.
Okay, just one moment, sorry. You click the signature, click acknowledge, and then you're saying a yellow line's popped up, has it? Right. What does the field say, sorry?
No, it says signed for solicitors Matt Bell. Signed by
Yeah, so that yeah, that's for the solicitor to sign where it says signed for solicitor Matt Bell. the one that says sign for a client, if you just tap that.
It's just a yellow bar, there's nothing happening.
Yeah. Yeah, so if you just tap that yellow bar, it should just automatically fill the signature for you when you tap that yellow bar.
No, not doing anything.
Yeah. Once you click the signature, it should just fill them once you tap them. I'm not sure if maybe it might have just kind of, you know, if the system just kind of messed up. If you could just try and just close it and open it up again, hopefully it'll work this time.
No, I've got to back to the start signing again.
Yeah. And then I think if you just tap them, it should just fill them in automatically for you as you scroll down.
Right, it says you have signed this document now.
Yeah, brilliant. I'll just double check. It says you have signed it. Does it say finish or proceed anywhere or...
It just says email to me, print or download.
Yeah. No, that's perfect. So that has all been signed now. Just a moment. Yeah, that has come through a sign for you then. So if you could just pop Marita back on the phone.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right, thank you for that. So, like I said, now that's signed, we've got your ID and proof of address. We will be able to contact them and get all of the files. All I do need from yourself now, basically, is just a brief statement and just one or two other details, and we will be able to, get this process sorted.
Yeah.
So I know you said you was a... Sorry?
No, I just wanted to say, but the places that I've been in, I mean, the government must know about the places I've been in.
Yeah, no, exactly. They will have most of the information.
Yeah, I've been in Edinburgh, and that was a... Yeah. It was some mental health. Health. I was in there for 3 or 4 weeks just, but was quite a few places. Do you know what I mean? But hopefully the government will tell you and tell you when I was in there.
Yeah.
They
should be able to. The only issue that you've got is they will try. In a lot of cases, they'll say, "Oh no, we can't find this, or we don't know that." So what we do is we just try and get as much as we can. That way, they can't turn around and say we haven't got the information, because we can say, well, it was this school, you know? So yeah. I know you said earlier that you was at a school for girls in East Lothian.
Yeah, Tyne Park School.
And what ages, was that where it started off then when you went to that
school? No, it started that when I was at Warriors Homes. Then.
Yeah. And
to different places then. Where's
that?
I could sit here and talk all night about the places I've been and what they've done, but it's things like that. I just don't want to come up.
Yeah.
I've been drinking for all these years, and I'm just eventually getting there. Do you know what I mean? I stopped smoking, I stopped doing it, but I still drink. But the doctors told me not to stop. I've got cirrhosis of the liver, things like that. Do you know what I mean?
It's just sort of
the thought.
Yeah.
And I've been that paranoid about my kids. Do you know what I mean? I'm terrible, rightly so though,
might you say. So obviously I know you've been in multiple different places over the years then. Do you know would you know what year you first went into care or?
Well, for Tyne Park, I don't know when I was younger, but I remember the buildings, and I remember the houses and walking to a church, and it was all different stuff, do you know what I mean? It started in there, actually. And then, a few years later, the same woman and man, I was going to get adopted if this family wanted to adopt me. And it took me to Edinburgh, took me shopping in this posh, I'd say posh restaurant at the top. And I seen the guy, and I just flipped. I started throwing things in heaven. Tuesday. What's not?
No, of course.
The two of them liked it.
So just to confirm, you said, yeah, sorry, so just to confirm, you said, is it called Corrie Holmes or Borrie Holmes? How's that spelled?
Corriers, it's Bridgeria.
Corriers, so that's C-O-R-R.
That's, I don't know how to spell it, but it's Corriers Holmes.
Corriers Holmes in East Lothian.
No, that's Time Pratt School, it's in East Lothian. This is in Scotland.
Yeah.
They've all been sold.
Yeah. I'm not going to ask you to go too far into details of things. I just need to know kind of what areas and what councils it was we would have been running.
Renfrewshire, because it was only 5 minutes from Renfrewshire Town Hall, I think.
Right. So there was Renfrewshire Town, Renfrewshire Council, which is.
I don't know how to get information like that. I mean, I tried years ago, but I just wasn't getting anywhere. So it was something, one of my friends just suggested it to get it off your head, but I couldn't do it.
Yeah, no course. So just to confirm though, how's Corrie a spell or what you're trying to say, that word? What,
I think
what
it
is that
was
word?
Q. Warriors. Well, I think it was a Q. No.
Warriors?
Warriors. Quarry, it's like a river in it or something.
Yeah.
So, I can't think. It's real.
Quarriers,
Quarriers Homes.
Quarriers Homes, there we go. Found it, and that was East Lothian, weren't it?
No. You get mixed up.
No, that
Time Park School for Girls, that Time Park. That's in East Lothian.
East Lothian, Time Park.
Time Park for Girls.
Shows. Yeah.
Yeah.
Paisley is Quarrier Homes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Renfrewshire Council, where was you at there?
I've never been to Renfrewshire Council. I was just trying to think of the area where Quarrier Homes was.
Right, no worries. No worries, yeah. So that was Paisley, weren't it, Quarrier Homes? Paisley, when you were younger.
Yeah, but no, actually, Renfrew, more Renfrewshire, because you cross the bridge.
Right. Right, okay, / Renfrewshire. No worries. And what age was you at there from until?
I've not got a clue, this is what I mean. I know I was young, because my younger brother, he was a baby, and he got to a different house.
Yeah. So I don't need the exact dates. I don't want you to say, you know, it was the 23rd of July until the 17th of August. I'm just wondering, was you 5 years old, 6 years old?
That must have been
there?
5 or 6 year old. That must have been, because
yeah.
I don't usually expect sweeties from strangers.
And do you know roughly what age it was when you left there and kind of moved out of there?
I've been there twice, I think. I've not been back. My mother and father, they split up, but he moved and she moved to Blackpool. I never spoke to them because of the same. I was in the same predicament with my father.
Yeah.
He was
abusive. What was the reason you went into therapy, right? So, because he was abusive.
I think he was abusing my mum. He was an alcoholic and he kept on hitting everybody.
Yeah, no problem.
And we got taken care. But I wish I knew the social. I wouldn't even know that time.
Yeah. And what age was you when you was at Time Park School?
Must be 13, 14.
About 13, 14 years old, yeah.
And I ended up in Boston.
Ended up in Boston.
I was in...
I was just going to ask, can I just take as well just your current GP's details, your current GP? Where's that?
It's Kentmere Drive, Blackpool.
What's it called, sorry?
Kentmere Surgery. Kentmere Road.
Kentmere Road Surgery, Blackpool.
Kentmere Drive, it's on Kentmere Drive.
The Harris Medical Centre.
Yeah.
Yeah. And just as well, on the off chance that anything was to happen to yourself, you know, during the time of this claim, who would you want the money to go to if that was to happen? Like, who would you want your beneficiary to be?
My kids, I've got 6 kids.
So, do you know, is there anybody specifically who you'd want your beneficiary to be if anything was to happen, or?
I'll just add my kids.
Yeah. So, can I take one of your children's name and contact number then?
I want the bonus you forgot. Wait a minute, I don't know if I can do this, but I'll try.
Yeah.
I told you, absolutely terrible on phones.
Yeah. No, I know, don't worry, but guess what? I've already got you to send an ID, proof of address, and sign a document, so you're not as bad as you thought you was.
I don't know what that means. Exactly. Why can't I get his name not up? It's stupid. Which means that's so stupid. Mm. I just keep calling it. I mean, it just keeps going up and down. Just look. I'm going to call you, Jackson. I've not even got his name on my bloody. There's something just not there.
No.
It says proceed to document. I'll just ignore that.
No, that's already done. Yeah, just ignore that. If you just go into your contacts and just get your son's contact number.
Wait a minute, I've got James. I'm trying to. I can't do it. I'm really. And my friend just gone home as well.
Yeah. Don't worry. What's his name?
James O'Rourke.
James O'Rourke. And what you can do, after this phone call, if you want, if you just want to text me his number on WhatsApp, I can add it on.
Add it on to mine?
Yeah, if you can text me James's number after this phone call on WhatsApp, yeah. I'll add it onto the file, just because I know that you're struggling with a phone, so...
I'm struggling. I've not got a lot of focus, love, and I've not got a lot of patience. I'm just...
No. Honestly, don't worry. We are nearly done. I've managed to, from what you've said to me during this phone call, when you said little bits and pieces, I've been making note of them. So I've managed to more or less get a bit of an idea of what it was, you know, that the case was basically. So
yeah.
You said obviously you was at Quarry Homes in Renfrewshire from around 5 to 6 years old.
Yeah, I'm sure I've been in it twice.
Yeah. Been in there a couple of times.
I think I've been in there twice. I couldn't get mixed up, but I know I've been in foster care, who was not far away from there as well. But that was a man and a wife with two, I'd say, special kids. But these two kept on it, and us, me and my brother at the time, but then we ran away. But there you go. Same thing, over and over again. Somewhere you don't like to run away.
So obviously... You was in foster care during that time, and you and your brother was abused.
Yeah.
And her and brother what type of abuse was there at the Quarry Homes? Did you get like physical abuse there or?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a man and a woman. I'm sure they were husband and wife. I don't know. But when I think about it, there must have been. He had balds. He had bald heavy glasses on. And when I see them at that time and. Edmund on that carpet, I'll never forget, I just went sick.
Yeah, you rightly so, though, when you gave it, hopefully, you know, you wish you wouldn't, you know, hit him, you know, at the end of the day.
Yeah, but it's not that, love, there's not a lot of people I've told, and the woman who went to the doctor, she went, what's up with you, what's up with you? She thought there was something up with me, well, I was, but I think she thinks I was a little bit scatty, but I was.
Yeah. So you suffered abuse from, at the time there, from the same man and woman. Now, forgive me, but was there any type of sexual abuse at the time there? Was it mainly, like, physical abuse at the time?
Touching and just doing things that they shouldn't do to me and making me touch them for a packet of sweeties. But you give me a little packet of sweets. If I said no, well, I wouldn't get sweets, but because I was a naive kid, I wanted sweets.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, of course, that's understandable. Yeah. Sorry to hear that as well. like you say. And again, I don't want to, yeah, I know, honestly. I don't want to, like, rehash things or go into too much, because I know it can be a sensitive subject, but I can just leave that as for Warrior Homes for now, if you like, just say that there was obviously abuse. We did sexually abuse us as well. You was also witness to this with your brother. And obviously you did try to run away at the time that you was in foster care. And then with Time Park School, could you just tell me just briefly, just a little bit, kind of what kind of abuse you suffered there as well?
Sexual abuse, one of the male members, they used to touch us up, and I would go mad. Don't do that again. I picked up many things. And then I woke up one night and did his hand where he shouldn't when I woke up.
Oh, God.
And I screamed, but didn't staff for even coming to my room.
Yeah.
It's not very good.
So you did try to report it to the staff at the time, and they just kind of turned a blind eye to it.
Yeah, I was a storyteller or whatever at that time. You know what I mean? Or you're a kid. All kids imagine these kind of things. I get it quite a lot actually.
I'm sorry to hear that.
I've managed to cope for all these years. I'm surprised I'm not dead, to be fair. But there you go. I've got 6 years.
No, of course. I know, obviously, I know that no money would ever, you know, make up for it or anything like that. But
I said that in my first statement. And I said, I'm sorry, but that money don't help. What I've been through, what's it got to do for me? I'll just teach my kids anyway. I'll share it out with my kids.
I know it won't make much of a difference, but like I said, the minimum payment is around £48,000 as well. So, just having a quick look, I think, to be honest, I might be able to, just from what you said there, I can kind of piece it together and make the statement from it. So just say, obviously, you think you was around 5 or 6 years old when you was first went to Quarry Homes. You've been in and out of there a couple of times. Yeah. Suffered lots of abuse from the man and woman who was there. And there was also sexual abuse at the time there. You did also witness your brother being abused while she was there. And obviously he was in foster homes as well, where he was abused. And then Time Park School, the teachers there was also abused as well. Yeah.
When I've obviously left, but I left on my own after I came out of these places. Bristol, I came out of Bristol. My family never even told me, but they'd left, they'd moved away. So I was thinking, wow.
Yeah, and then you're kind of on your own then when you came out.
They went to my auntie's, she told me that where they went, so. Yeah. Mm. My dad has been abusing me for years but I've got broken fingers, and I've got that many scars in my arms. I just wanted to die. Do you know what I mean? It was so horrible. But there you go again. I tried to tell somebody, but the odds I got was Legato to shut me up. That was the hostel.
Yeah, I'm really sorry to hear that. It's awful, isn't it? Like I said, what I will do then is I have took the statement down for you. I will get all this sent over to the solicitors now. Like I said, because obviously the solicitors, you know, they spoke to multiple people who've been in places like this, you know, probably been in the same places, to be honest, and experienced very similar or even the same things.
I've just tried to look for that place I was in Blantyre, and it's essentially that disappeared. Because they were really bad.
You can't find a lot of them on Google anymore when you try to look for them.
It's so frustrating. I can describe the place. I put a chair through the window to get out. But then I've done a pen tattoo in my hand and they scrubbed it so it was bleeding with a metal brilla pad. God. And stand there for 2 hours.
That was
physical and mental abuse.
Where's that, Blantyre?
That's what I'm saying, it's in Scotland, but I'm trying to figure Blantyre Hell. I don't know what Blantyre Hell
is. You know what area it was?
I'll tell you who should know the police, because I had the helicopter looking at me because I put a chair through the window to escape. Obviously, I've got arrested and took straight back, but I have to say that there's a bail hostel in Scotland. The Scottish judge in the Crown Court get me to this bail hostel, and that was in Glasgow. So, but see, there's that many places, but I can't remember what age it was.
Don't worry.
I could write a book if I could remember. Wow.
Yeah. But what I was going to say is, I think basically, anyway, because at the moment, obviously, I'm sending this over to the solicitor. They will look at this anyway and say, she has definitely got a case. You know, it's clear that this woman was abused during a time when she was there. So then they'll get all of your files anyway. So they probably, once they get them, they'll be able to piece them all together. She was here, she was there, she was there. And then they can get a bit more of a picture then for you.
Yeah.
So like I said, I've received everything from yourself. So what I'll do is I'll get this over to the solicitors now. I think they'll be in touch in a few weeks or a month or something like that. The only thing that I need you to do is, it takes around 12 months anyway, this claim, to be completely honest with you. The only one more thing that I do need you to do is, after this call, I have sent you, if you can just send me on WhatsApp, just your son's number, just James's number.
Well, I'll do that as soon as you get off here. I'll screenshot, James, then send it.
Yeah, that's perfect. Well, all I was going to say other than that is, thank you for your time today. I can appreciate, obviously, it is a bit difficult, you know, kind of discussing all this, making you think about it all, but that's everything that I need now anyway, okay?
Well, but I'm still on medication. I've been on medication since coming back to severe depression, things like that, you know, but that's just me going back through time and reminiscing what...